Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 21st day of September. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning all y'all out in Lithonia.
All right now.
Lithonia.
Lithonia?
Yeah.
The Bulldogs, who are off to a 4-0 start.
Okay.
They're one of the pleasant surprises this season at DeKalb County. They're having a good season.
All right. We came back and, you know, a little baseball music underneath you, but this suspenseful little music here, we're doing this for a reason. And I'm sure there were people out there going, Greg, you've been doing the show. Mr. Movie Man, how you haven't mentioned anything about Robert Redford?
Yeah.
May he rest in peace. Yeah. Lost the Sundance Kid this week. Now, for me, that was my movie.
Yeah.
This from The Natural.
The Natural.
And my question to you was, is this your favorite Robert Redford movie? He's one of them dudes, see, for guys, because he was always that, you know, the leady man.
Yeah, man.
And he made the women weak in the knees.
Yeah, he did.
Dudes were like, okay, he's all right. but you know, he was more for the ladies. But I got three movies of his that, for me,
okay,
mic drops. I don't know about mic drops or remote drops, but obviously Butch Cassidy.
Yep.
Did you ever see Indecent Proposal?
Yep.
You like
that one, huh?
Well, it's the premise.
It was good.
It's the premise of it.
Yep.
And then the movie I'm going to recommend for today. If you have the time or, you know, your game doesn't start till later on or tomorrow, whatever you find yourself, check out Sneakers.
Okay.
You know about Sneakers? Came out in 92. Now, I want to tell you about, this is a movie. Listen to this cast. You got Robert Redford. You got Sidney Poitier. You got James Earl Jones. You got Dan Aykroyd. You got River Phoenix in one of his last performances. And a few other, I'm trying to think of the other guys that were in his little crew. But, oh, excuse me. And Sir Ben Kingsley.
Okay.
He's in it.
Okay.
And it's a story about Ben Kingsley and Robert Redford went to college together, and this is like in the 60s, and something happened where the cops came and Robert Redford left the country and Ben Kingsley stayed and paid the price. And then they cut to modern day, and Robert Redford his job is he's hired by banks to bust in and show them about their security system. But some stuff happens in this movie. So I'm going to tell you, Sneakers.
Okay.
That's a good good watch. That's my Robert Redford recommendation.
A lot of things. I like all the President's Men were just based on.
Absolutely.
On a true story. So I thought that was a strong one from him. And there was one that was done here because, we did a news report from out there. We went to the Colonnade restaurant, which is over on Cheshire Bridge, which is used a lot for period pieces because of the decor of the place. You could you could film the Brady Bunch in there because it looks like the 1970s, right? And that was a movie that he did here in the area, and he was coming in there quite a bit, and they talked about how he was an ordinary guy, you seem to be.
Oh, didn't we have somebody? Oh, were we working together when that happened?
I'm not sure.
Okay, because there was some movie that was being shot here, and
A Walk
one of our
in the
producers.
Woods, A Walk in the Woods.
A Walk in the Woods, okay.
A Walk in the Woods.
Oh, all right, I'm looking at 2015.
Yep. So they filmed some of that here in town, and he was in and out of the Colonnade quite a bit.
That is, we were working together, and I'll never forget this. Somebody called up, because I was doing casting call, and mentioned.
Did you know?
That, well, yeah. So-and-so had been coming in here, and he was such a nice person, and we had a producer who was quite young and didn't know who Robert Redford was.
Oh.
And gave a, like, why are y'all going on about him? Who's he? That old man. And, you know, it's one of those generational things. But I never forget that. When you said that, I was like, yeah, she gave us all kinds of a hard time about who's he? I wouldn't even have known him if I walked up in there. So it was kind of funny. But anyway, rest in peace, Robert Redford. Yeah, this past week. You know who else we lost on this date, though?
On this date.
We lost two people. And I want to bring some joy into this since we're talking about people who have passed or at least something sort of uplifting. But we lost these two people on this date, and I wonder if we had a race, who would win a sprint? We lost Flo-Jo on this date.
Okay.
You know who else we lost? Mercury Morris.
Oh, man.
Now, in a sprint, are you confident about who the winner would be in a 50-yard dash?
In a 50. You don't make it any longer. And you don't make it any longer.
No. In a 50-yard dash, are you confident about who would win that race between Flo-Jo and Mercury Morris?
Mercury Morris was football fast. I don't know if he's track fast.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm saying he wouldn't.
And when you got a name like Mercury.
Yeah. You know. Well, that's true. I mean, he was the speed, if you think of that three-head monster they had in the backfield those years in Miami. But Flo-Jo, you're just talking about straight out on the track.
Yeah.
Going to go.
But the fact that we got to think about it says something.
Well, not really. I don't think about it that long.
Okay, so you giving it to Flo-Jo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me too. That's what I was going to say. But, yeah, we lost those two on this date, along with a lot of other people, Richard, Jerry Bruckheimer, Stephen King, and Artis Gilmore, born on the same day. Bill Murray's birthday today, Rick Mahorn, Cecil Fielder, happy 62nd birthday, too. So anyway, there you go. The other thing that we were going to talk about was some stuff going on around the city. Before we drop everything and just focus on football, want to let you know if you have to make your way around the city today to keep a couple things in mind, especially if you're heading in the Piedmont Park area.
Right.
Shaky knees. This is the final day of it.
Man, it has been here, and the crowds have been that. And yesterday, just coming into downtown, had to have been just ridiculous with Georgia Tech playing and Atlanta United playing, and this happening at Piedmont Park. And just the downtown connector anyway. You know, the downtown connector can be rough to deal with just because. So watch out for that if you're going to be coming toward downtown or midtown today.
Sam and I, as we looked at the lineup for today's Shaky Knees, the over-under was four bands that we recognized. A couple old dudes here. I mean, I knew about four. I knew Blink 182, I knew Alabama Shakes, I knew, obviously, Devo, Four Non-Blondes, Franz Fernanda, Ferdinand.
Really? Franz the Four Non-Blondes?
I do know Four Non-Blondes.
No, I'm like, they're playing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, now.
You want to know a Vampire Weekend's playing. Lucy Dacus is playing. Wet Leg is playing.
Where are you looking at this?
I'm looking at the Sunday lineup.
I see it now.
You think I was making this up?
No, I'm seeing it. You're absolutely right.
So, again, just I knew about four bands, or at least heard of, or I knew the music of four acts, five acts. How about you? It's like we get to that point where we look at the Grammys going, huh? Who, what? That's all right.
That's all right, though.
That's, ain't nothing wrong with
and
that.
You know what? If people are going to go out to Piedmont Park and have a good time today, it's going to be hot out there. But, you know, hydrate, go out and have a good time.
Let's talk about other things that are happening down in the Midtown area, and most notably Georgia Tech and what they have done so far this season and the conversation that they have brought about on a national level. So they got it done again yesterday. They sit 4-0. They sit atop the ACC. That used to be saying something. I still think it does. despite what Clemson is going through this year, I think it's actually as impressive as other years because of the moving landscape of college football. And you got to get these guys to play together. We talk about some of these programs that did a deep dive into the transfer portal, and they're not having the success. And you brought it up is because these guys don't know how to play together. They just met 2-3 months ago.
Right, and that's the thing. It takes the time to do it. So sometimes I always say it's who you retain as much as who you acquire in the transfer portal. How many of the guys come in that are a good fit for your program that you get to stay and remain? And that's something that Prinke has done a great job with over at Georgia Tech. He has gotten players to stay on board, believe in what they're doing. He's got a quarterback that kind of embodies – you know, what he wants his team to be. When Haynes King needs to be a tough guy, he's, you know, it's tough. I just hope it doesn't take a toll on him as the season goes on. But he's most comfortable when the ball is in his hands and for throwing. I mean, yesterday he's 13 of 18, 161 yards, you know, which is good. And, he runs with it when he has to. So that's the thing. The defense is the thing that's been impressive so far in this season thus far, especially last week against Clemson. They gave up some points against Temple, but it's a non-conference opponent. Next week they get into the conference, and these are the games you don't want to stub your toe and stumble on. They got Wake Forest coming up.
At Wake Forest. And then Virginia Tech coming.
Virginia Tech, you know what's happening up at that place. But at the same time, you don't want to stumble because I'm sure Clemson coming off the game last week was saying, okay, it's Syracuse, and is it our place? And Syracuse comes down there and smacks them. And now people are talking about, 1-3 Clemson, not what this, the conference needs. So who does bail this conference out? Does Florida State continue to be the team that we saw to start the season? You know, Miami was a winner again yesterday.
Miami is other than Georgia Tech, I'm looking at Miami. I mean, listen, I'm not sleeping on Florida State. And listen, nobody better sleep on Louisville either.
That's the other one.
You know what I mean? So there's some stories out there. I'm thinking about that last game because anybody you talk to that's over there on the other side of the state, when they hear about the success of Georgia Tech, they go, yeah, okay, well, just wait till this last one. Well, I'm going to tell you something. We saw what they did to you last year, and they didn't have this kind of season and do it on the road against big-time programs the way they did last year, and they went and took you guys to the umpteenth quarter. Right?
True.
So this year, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I don't know if I'm ready to put the mortgage on Georgia Tech to win that game now, but
I'll get back with you in several weeks and see.
Several? Is it going to take that many?
What we're going to see, Wake Forest and Virginia Tech, they got some tougher folks coming up. You got Duke, you got Syracuse, and NC State. NC State is the one that's out there. It's always one that'll get you.
But I'm talking about feeling comfortable and saying that these guys can handle Georgia. That's what I'm saying. How many more weeks are we going to see Georgia Tech do what they've been doing and say, yeah, Kirby, you better stay a couple more extra hours. We got to get on out of here. Noel's yelling at us. D. Orlando Ledbetter, speaking of Falcons and football, we are ready to do a deep dive into it and getting you ready for Falcons in Carolina. D. Led's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All the time. I don't know what I'm going to hear when I listen to Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Listen, we got to get right back to it, and let's bring our guest on because we have had a very, I don't know, what's the best way to describe this Falcon season so far? Interesting?
Interesting, yep.
Okay, so we've had an interesting.
But we're hopeful and optimistic that the best is ahead of us.
But you know, nothing wrong better. But continuing to be interesting, though. Nothing wrong with that.
That's okay.
You know, nothing wrong with that. But we haven't had a chance to talk to D-Led since the season started. Mr. D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg for the first time in this regular season. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Sam and Greg. Thanks for having me from the Queen City today.
You're lovely. Uptown Charlotte. How are things there with this Falcons team? You feel like they're prepared to go out and get a win? And we have some question marks for some injuries, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. They look pretty confident this week. Went back to work. They want to get the big head after a big win up in Minnesota. So, yeah, that'll be a test here today is, hey, how can they handle prosperity coming off of that big win against the Vikings up there in a hostile environment?
Hey, D-Led, did you see that much of a difference between what happened with them and Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay and the Minnesota win as far as team performance?
Yeah, defensively they got home. They got the pressure on Baker Mayfield, but he was able to escape. He's a veteran. He knew where the escape hatches were, and he threw strikes when he got out. You know, he threw two strikes. He didn't really light them up. He didn't throw for that many yards, but he escaped. Whereas the rookie, J.J. McCarthy, had no clue, and they were able to light him up for 6 sacks and 11 quarterback hits.
And some might say the difference is also, and we talk about this throughout the preseason, was special teams, and they had to let Koo go.
Yeah, no doubt. The kicker came in and made 5 of 5 field goals while they were stalling in the red zone, going 1 of 5 in the red zone and working out some problems on the offensive side of the ball. But, yeah, they let Koo go, return. You know, they were able to keep the Vikings returners under check. And, you know, yeah, special teams is big, and they got a big injury on that side of the ball with Mike Ford with the groin injury being questionable for today.
Spend time on the waitfor.com hotline with D. Orlando Ledbetter. He is social. You can always find him at D. Orlando AJC at D. Orlando AJC. Talk about the health of our secondary. I know A.J. Terrell, there were some questions about him. He sat out practice all week. Thoughts about him today? Is it questionable today, or do you feel like we won't see him?
Oh, no. He's been declared out, Sam. He will not play. D. Alford has been getting the snaps over at that cornerback for him. So that's a big mismatch for the Falcons at corner where the Panthers have those big receivers and Xavier Leggett and the new kid, T-Mac from Arizona, who's off to a pretty good start. So they're like 6'4", 6'5". The Falcons D-backs are like 5'1", 5'10", 5'11". Maybe if they stretch really good, they're 6'1". So that's something to watch today if they're just going to be throwing jump balls up at the cornerbacks. But yeah, they definitely have a height advantage with A.J. Terrell being out.
You talked about the quarterbacks they've seen so far. One was a wily veteran. Last week was the rookie. Now you have this guy. The last time we saw him, he was pretty impressive, talking about Bryce Young. What about this year's version to him? You say he has more talented receivers around him. Thoughts about him coming into this game?
Yeah, Bryce is off to a slow start, Sam. Last we saw him in the regular season finale, he had a passer rating of 123.5, a career high, and he put up 44 points. So the Falcons are not in any position to take him lightly. Even though you know, they have started slow in both of their games. I think they were down 23-3 against Jacksonville and then 27-3 against the Cardinals. So he hasn't come out the gate smoking, but he did get hot last week and put up 19 unanswered points to make that game look close. So I would still, you know, approach the game that he's dangerous. He's former number one overall pick. Saw what he did at Alabama. So you owe him some respect coming into the game.
Talking with the Orlando Ledbetter, AJC, there covering the Falcons. Thoughts about the, you settle things with the special teams now. You settle on this kicker. Your thoughts on Parker Romo, because everybody remember last Sunday night, they recognized him at the end of the game, and they had to introduce him to his own teammates. Thoughts about being in another locker room, good. Man, and getting to know people. They're going to put name tags on people so you'll know who everybody is.
Yeah, they made him out of lineup, and then they just went down the line and said, hey, I'm Parker Romo. Nice to meet you. They had a meet and greet before practice on Wednesday, maybe. But, yeah, I think that's all. You know, Bijan said he went up to him to introduce himself. He's like, well, I know you. So, yeah, he's learning his new teammates, and we're going to wish Koo well. You know, former Georgia Southern guys, he's going to try to catch on in the league with another team now.
Let me ask you a question, D-Led. As the league focuses on Bijan Robinson and realizes what kind of player he is, do you think they have enough in their arsenal to make the adjustments to make this offense something special? You don't want it to be just be Bijan left, Bijan right, and that's not what they're doing. But when they do focus on him and make it harder for him to run, do you feel confident in this offense being able to do some other things, play action, whatever it is, and just be special this year?
Well, we haven't seen that yet, Greg, because that would entail them scoring in the red zone. But, yeah, certainly you have the players. We've seen Drake London go for 1,000 last year. We've seen Tyler Allgeier go for 1,000 a couple years back. We've seen Darnell Mooney almost go for 1,000. Wild card's Kyle Pitts. He's off to a good start. You know, they got red zone problems, but they got a 6'8 tight end. You know, put two and two together, he should be the answer to the red zone problem. Right. So, the weapons have perform at different points. Now what you want to see is that come together as a unit and click off of each other. So, you know, if Bijan's rolling, you play action off of Bijan and hit Drake or hit Mooney or hit Pitts. Bijan's rolling like last week, and you still got to run it, bring out Julian to finish it off. So we saw that last week. But, you could see the bits and pieces of the potential for offense to be dynamic. But you want to see it all working at the same time. We haven't seen that yet.
D-Led, you feel like things are gelling with this team. I know we a lot of people scoffed at the fact that the regular players on this team, didn't play during the preseason. And then we had the first game and our second game. Are you feeling a progression now with this team, what you got to see last week, and what to have a different expectation for when you watch them today?
Yeah, I give them the first four games because that's a good sample size of what you're going to be. And for them, that's gonna be a break because they got four and then a bye week. Then we'll see the real Falcons against Buffalo on a big stage. So, yeah, we saw some progress from week one to week two. You need to see some more progress from week two to week three. They got the kicker situation handled, which they should have done in the offseason. Koo was missing like heck last year, and they knew it. They didn't bring anybody in to give him any competition. So, they were kind of slow rolling on things. They should have had the offense ready to go by now, but, they chose to do it in season. So we should see a red zone stride this week. If we don't, that's going to be a problem, not a winger. But, some of the things should start getting cleaned up here in game three and four. And when you see Buffalo, then you need to throw your best game out there against one of the AFC bullies over there.
And D-Led, we have talked a little bit about Tampa Bay, talked obviously a lot about Carolina. The one thing is I can't remember the last time that New Orleans has been such an afterthought. And I was just curious, as we round out this division, your thoughts on this team. They sit at 0-2, obviously, but just where they are right now.
Yeah, all of the teams have botched the transition from the quarterback, Atlanta. It's taken us a while to get past Matt Ryan. It's taken them a while to get past Drew Brees. Charlotte is, until Bryce Young, this, gets them to the playoffs, they messed up moving on from Cam Newton. So blame all of the front offices for not having a transition plan. You know, they just rode it out with their great quarterback and didn't have a plan to succeed him. And, now the Bucs didn't either, but they got Tom Brady and Baker Mayfield off the scrap heap, and they're at least competitive and going back to the playoffs year after year. Not any Super Bowl contenders anymore in the South. So blame all of the front offices and the GMs for botching the transition and now for falling back into the pack of the National Football League, and the Saints are down there right now.
If you follow him today, he's going to show you his bow tie check before the game. What else you got for us, D-Led? You usually have something different specifically Falcons for us to check out.
Yeah, well, we started the Dirty Bird Dispatch newsletter this season. You can sign up. You can go to AJC.com or on my Twitter there and get it. All you got to do is drop your email in there and you'll get your Dirty Bird Dispatch every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock trying to give you a wrap-up of the week before and get you ready for the Sunday game with that. So certainly appreciate that for, all the folks that want to sign up and stay on top of all things Falcons for it.
Where's the place you send folks when they go to Charlotte to eat?
My boy Tory Dandy's got a new spot up here that we check out. I usually just hang out at the Epicenter or with some friends. So I really don't have any good restaurants up here.
Okay. You're not out there on Betty's Ford Road out there by Johnson C. Smith. You don't go out there?
Yeah, that's my old school hangout from my old Charlotte Observatory.
Oh, we want to bring that up. We won't touch that. Leave that where it's at.
Yeah, they know me on Betty's Ford Road for sure.
All right, now.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, as always, buddy, we appreciate it. I apologize for Mr. Crenshaw bringing up old news.
No problem. That's okay.
You travel safely and get a win, man. Thanks as always, D.
Safe travels, man. Thanks.
There you go.
You up. Bye now.
Yeah. Well, you open that man's closet there on radio. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sam is the music football fans in America heard on this date, 1970. After dinner, For the first time, there was football on Monday night. It premiered this night. Rue Nahrlich got things going. The premiere of Monday Night Football on ABC. Now, the question is, do you remember who the two teams were that played?
Yep. Jets and Browns.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know who won?
I don't remember who won. Cleveland
won.
Jets and Browns, yeah.
Cleveland won 31-21. But Monday Night Football started on this day. And, of course, there are people who also don't remember the announcers. They think they know the announcers, but that first year, bit of a curveball if you didn't know. It was Frank Gifford, Howard Cosell, and Keith Jackson.
Okay.
You knew that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Keith Jackson was the
original.
He was the original. And then he left and they brought in Don Meredith. But anyway, Sam and Greg, we are getting ready to turn things over. Wait for a tailgate show. And we are the opening act for a full day.
But also what's happening today is, if you watch. Okay,
go ahead.
You would...
Wade Ford Tailgate Show following mm-hmm. us, coming up top of the hour, and that's all I was going to say.
Okay.
Well, Joe Patrick and Andy Bunker.
Okay. Today, if you watch CBS, they are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the NFL today.
That's right.
Yep.
With let's see if we can name them. Phyllis George, mm-hmm. Brett Musburger, Irv Cross,
mm-hmm.
and Jimmy the Greek.
Mm-hmm. The original crew, and so they'll be reflecting on that, I'm sure, some today.
Hmm.
As you watch for that show.
I'm supposed to play Irv Cross in that movie. They got yanked.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that thing about Michigan State's team.
I thought about that last night as I dozed off to sleep because Michigan State was playing Southern Cal, and they kicked off at 11 o'clock our time last night.
It happened a lot.
It was the LA Coliseum. But I think about two programs that were kind of the same, and the think about the background of the story that you were going to be doing for that mm-hmm. movie about Michigan State. And the fact that they embraced, you know, African American players at the
first
time
interracial dorm, you know, not locker rooms. Well, locker room that too, but I mean,
in the dorms,
roommates,
okay,
right, on the college level, because we all know about Brian Piccolo and Gale Sayers.
But I'm thinking about them playing against Southern Cal, and think about two teams at that same time. We're talking late '60s, mid to late
mid-60s.
That just had teams and would entrust a black player to be quarterback at those schools at that time. And I thought about that as they played last night. I said, yeah, these two very symbolic, which back in the day they wouldn't play each other unless they played in the Rose Bowl, right? You would know right. where they would play. But now they're in the same conference, which felt weird. Trojans against Spartans last night. So that was
– Now, listen, that's strange enough. Wait for that Trojans-Rutgers game.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's going to be the one the folks in all there in Jersey got to stay up and watch that one out there on the West Coast. Yeah, and I forgot the name of that movie, but it was a movie that was about the, I think it was the 66 okay. Michigan State football team,
mm-hmm.
which Bubba Smith mm-hmm. was on that team.
He was from Texas, wanted to go to University of Texas. Darryl Royal couldn't recruit him.
I didn't know that story.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's up there at Michigan State. Putting black players and white players together up there, it was no big deal to them, but it was a big deal for the first time, and made a movie about it, and then the guy ran out of money. We shot everything, and the guy ran out of money, and it went into
default. You ever heard anything else about that?
Nope.
No, nobody else
no,
wanted
he
to pick that?
No, he got in some trouble.
But could somebody else pick that project up?
I think the story is still there. It's a very famous story. It's like any other famous story, so he doesn't own the rights to it. If somebody wants to pick that up, and I think – first of all, don't cast me as Irv Cross. All right? So that's the first thing that I thought. Something's hinky going on here. You want me to play Irv Cross?
Yeah. Why not?
Work.
Why not?
That don't work. It's like getting Steph Curry to play Lou Brock. There's just something wrong with the shades. It ain't there.
It just don't match up, right?
But, yeah. But somebody could absolutely tell that story. How many untold stories are there?
Scores.
Now that we are in this information age and people are unearthing these stories that – people are like turning their heads and making Scooby-Doo sounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You've told me about a handful of them that they can make movies. You get the right people behind you. Well, you're back over there at CBS. Let's you know, go in and
we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Anyway, we're
going racing today.
Yeah, we are.
In New England, in New Hampshire, they're going to be racing there. I think that's a mile long, flat, basically flat track oval that they'll be racing up there. William Byron is on the pole For the race up there. His speed, qualifying speed, 127.834 miles per hour. A.J. Allmendinger, the outside of row one. We look at the standings as we're in the playoffs now. Our next cut is after the Charlotte race on October 5th. And 1 through 8 are Hamlin, Byron, Larson, Bell, Blaney, Briscoe, Elliott, and Wallace are your top 8. 9 through 12, Cindric, Logano, Chastain, and Reddick. That's as they prepare to race later today around 2 o'clock up at Loudoun, New Hampshire.
I got an answer for something that we kind of went back and forth with earlier. I'm talking about Clemson and what may or may not happen to Dabo. And you said
ain't
nothing
going to happen to him.
Well, yeah, and you're probably right. But let's just have some fun with this because we got a few minutes to fill up here. And let's say that they did make a decision or he got sick of the noise and walked away knowing that he had another landing spot.
Alabama.
Yeah, exactly. I don't. We argued about that about 5 years ago. Did you think before this season that was going to happen?
What?
Meaning Dabo eventually going to Alabama.
No, I feel like he's pretty much in place there. And
yeah,
he's got in Clemson. But if the people there don't want him anymore, and that's the thing, who else they going to get?
Okay, well, that was my what I was going to come with. People aren't happy with your boy in Miami. Was it McDonald?
Like, no, the
head coach?
The head coach. Well, it's NFL now.
Hang on a second. Well, we've been seeing a lot of that lately, haven't we? Guys that lose their job in the NFL and going down to college, North Carolina. So it's not out of the realm of possibility.
That's
but
a whole different
what
thing.
I'm saying to you is this: you
Somebody that's going to come in there that's going to have not just going to be a Band-Aid. You want somebody that's going to be there.
He could be there. If he chose to go down there. Two things: one is he's young, so he would be able to, and maybe he's. You don't know, so we're speculating here.
You're right.
The other thing about this is he could run down that hill.
That's the other thing I'm saying. That's my concern is if Dabo leaves and, that state trooper that runs down the hill with him. You got to watch it, folks. When the team runs down the hill at Clemson, watch Dabo Swinney and watch for the state trooper that is stride for stride with him. I mean, Swinney is always the first one down. He sprints down that hill, and there's a state trooper that's supposed to stick with him. Mm-hmm. Wherever he goes on the field. And that state trooper is – and he's in his full gear. He's, he got his Smokey Bear hat on and everything there. And he's running down this hill, man.
Thank you for that one.
Keep it up with Coach, right?
I ain't thought of Smokey Bear all morning.
But
that was good.
It's something to see. And you know what? I'm sure that's a special honor. And maybe there's a competition that goes on with the trooper that gets to do that. I would imagine,
you got to be in shape.
You have to.
It's all that other stuff about – listen, I know that there's a competition for the people who ride the horses that come on for the various schools that have horses.
Oh, yeah.
The dude who was the – I don't know if he changed the name because, politically correct, they had to change the names of a lot of these Native American
– Or Florida State?
No, I'm thinking of the one in Illinois.
Okay.
Listen, there was a Big Ten matchup last night that people were talking about. Yeah. It had nothing to do with Ohio State and Michigan. It was Indiana and Illinois.
How about that, right?
I mean, I was thinking of my days in Champaign, and the guy who was who got to do he kind of ran the campus was the chief of Alinowick.
Alinowick. I never knew the name.
That was it. Chief Alinowick. And you came out and you kind of like the Florida State. Same thing. You rode a horse.
Osceola. Did you ride a horse?
He rode a horse. He came out and he did the middle of the
He had a flaming
guy.
Spear.
And it wasn't flaming, but he had had some sort of
There was a guy, my brother-in-law in Tallahassee was under the police department, and he worked with the guy who had been Chief Osceola.
Okay.
In his days at Florida State, he was later became a police officer. He's on the police force. He said, people would still call him Chief. This guy's dressed up in a blue uniform. He's a police officer, and he showed up like, Chief, how you doing?
Yeah, listen, you are a big deal in that town if you are that person. Who's the other one, too? There's the Trojan one. You got Florida State.
You got all kinds. You're talking about the live mascots? There's a horse at Texas Tech. It comes out, Red Raider.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have I know you had that one.
And I understand there was a thing between the Buffalo at Colorado.
Uh-oh.
Buffalo number 5 and Buffalo number 7, they were game ready, but apparently Buffalo number 6, he was, he wasn't feeling it. They don't use him.
They don't use that.
They don't use him. Apparently,
that's not
number
good.
6 was not good. Right? They've heard that about different Uggas.
Oh yeah.
Right. Some Uggas were more animated than others, and Buffalo number 6. Deion put him back in a retirement home or something. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Once again, I'm getting ready for a full day of football action. We have got Falcons in Colorado. Falcons in Carolina, if you can't get in front of a TV. 11 o'clock pregame. Kick at 1. And then tonight, we got Kansas City at the Giants. Who are you picking in that one?
Kansas City. Okay. Kansas City. Sure. I mean, but some people, the question, are they off to a rather slow start? We'll see what they're put together tonight. We'll see them, you know.
And here's the other question. Tomorrow night, we've got Detroit at Baltimore.
Now that's going to be a good ball game.
Who are you picking there?
Good ball game.
I have said out loud in my house, which has not obviously been received well, that the window may be closed on the Lions. Maybe. Then they went out and did what they did last week. But I just feel like when you talk about that league right now, or that division right now, of course, J.J. McCarthy went down, so he's out for a few weeks. But an aging Jared Goff, even 3-4 years ago, Jared Goff was still susceptible to that crucial interception, which would drive you crazy. And now it's progressed. I don't know. They've got the right coach. I just wonder if that window is closed. And what Green Bay is doing right now, and they got that record on defense now from Dallas.
Yeah.
And let me just say something.
Speaking of Dallas, they're taking on the Bears today.
Yeah, I should win that.
Is your quarterback going to show up?
I don't know. I just don't know. We're supposed to have the quarterback whisperer, but has the message gotten through in 2 or 3 games?
I don't know.
I don't either. And it seems like the Cowboys, at least for games like this, they get the win. Hey, can I just say one more thing about what's going crazy in my house? On my anniversary, by the way.
Okay.
You got to say a prayer for me.
Okay. Will do.
You got to say a prayer for me. Yeah. I'm living with a woman who followed a team that had like a 15-game lead at All-Star break.
You know, who was telling me about that?
They got a 1-game lead right now, they can play Cleveland next week. There's a possibility that
who was Tigers, I speaking with, and they talked about the epic implosion. This is the epic implosion.
Yeah. Shh, don't say it too loud.
Oh, I'm just saying. Yeah.
That's what's going on in my house. Jessie's looking behind her. She don't get kicked. So you got to say a prayer for me. Them Tigers get some wins, right?
Man.
Oh, my goodness. This is like, and of course, me, being a Cubs fan, they had the first epic fall, which was, you know, the Black Cat and Ron Santo and 69 Cubs, and they had the lead, and the Mets came back, and they gave them the name, the Miracle Mets. And they overcame the Cubs. So I've seen this before. She ain't, and she, it's yeah. You got to say a prayer for them, man. You really do.
Yeah.
Having said that, how do we, as we get on out of here, I mean, we're going to talk football here in a second, but since I brought it up, just how do you capsulize this Braves season, man?
They have officially been eliminated. They were officially eliminated Friday. And so that's done. Missed the playoffs for the first time since 2017. No October baseball for us. And what else can you say that we haven't said? We kept hoping throughout the season, hoping that they were going to have that click, put those string of wins together, and it just wasn't in this group.
No.
It just wasn't in this group. And you think the health issues and the things would make the difference. But during the offseason, I think they gotta do some serious thinking about, you know, the players they have in place. Can you go through another season like this?
Coaches they have in place.
That could be it too. I think, you know, the thing that doesn't change that was that so many health issues, and I think that's the other thing. And I don't think we're gonna see a change at manager. I don't think we're gonna see that.
You don't?
Nope. I don't think so. I don't think it's really not his fault.
No, you know, it is, absolutely isn't.
You know,
and I got no problem with Brian Snitker, but there are people who feel like
people who
the message doesn't land like it used to. You know, they say that about managers.
Mm-hmm.
After a certain while, you know, the players don't listen the way they used to, and so on and so forth. And then, as you said, with injuries, and my question again is this: who is that locker room leader on this team? You could name me a couple. Very, very good, great players. But when Freddie was here, you knew there was a leader on this team. There was accountability amongst the players. And while there may be one, I'm not confident in naming who that person is. Are you?
Not truly, but I mean that there's someone that have to have a team meeting. Someone will call that, and they have some players who could do that. But I mean that's the other thing too. I think you still have the thing about the health issues with this team. Mm-hmm. And you do like to have that voice. Maybe Austin Riley develops into that person. We have to see.
It is Sam McGregor again. We want to thank you guys for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings here on the 21st of September, getting ready for a full day of football action. And before we get on out of here, like I said, we got the Wait For It tailgate show coming up next. We always like to give Noel a chance to get anything off your chest if you have something that you haven't had a chance to, because, again, we're jamming a lot of stuff in here in just these 2.5 hours.
Today is the day that the Falcons can show us that they have some consistency and go beat a team they should. So please, go to Carolina, take care of business.
There you go.
Sounds simple enough to me.
I didn't put that on a bumper sticker.
She made it sound simple, didn't she?
Yeah. By the way, did we ever get the color of D-Led's tie?
Not yet. He hadn't posted it yet.
Okay. Because you brought that up. I was wondering.
Yeah, bow tie check. He usually posted that on his Twitter.
Are we feeling good about getting a W up there today?
I feel if the pass rush that we saw last week shows up today and gets after Bryce Young, absolutely. Absolutely. If that pass rush continues, they were relentless.
Yeah, they were. And again, this is what we were talking about.
If they come out and play like that today, absolutely. You know, I think that's what you have to have. Against a quarterback who's gotten off to a slow start this year. Maybe he didn't do a whole lot preseason either. Mm-hmm. And so now, you know, he's out there and they're off to an 0-2 start. You know, go out and remember what happened last year, the last time we saw this guy, right? They embarrassed us in the last game of the season. But I think if this pass rush goes out, plays like they played last week, we ought to get a similar result.
I absolutely agree with you, Mr. Crenshaw. I have nothing to add to
that.
Oh, you're
agreeing with me? Oh, my
goodness. My song is playing right now, so I can move on. It's Earth. There's a lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire stuff going on. Have you noticed that? I had him in the casting call last week. There's one on your channel, CBS. There's a tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be tonight. I don't know. But there seems to be a lot from this band. I bet if we go out to Vegas, there's some kind of either tribute band or they are performing.
Sure. Yep. You're probably right about that.
Do you remember the 21st day of September? That is today. Happy anniversary, Levy Chasey. And for the rest of you, have yourself a big day. We have got Joe Patrick. We have got Andy Bunker from the number one midday show in the tri-state area, Andy Bunker. They were up next with Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Noel, thanks for everything. Thank our guests, and that was Noel was one of them, D. Orlando Ledbetter. For the rest of you, have yourself a big day. Enjoy the games. It's Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll talk to you next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.